Welcome back, tech enthusiasts, to your favorite deep dive tech sanctuary, the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. I'm Alex, here to unravel the mysteries of tech with the precision of a compiler.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking with the finesse of, well, a cat walking across a keyboard.
Today, we're tackling a topic that's become a boardroom buzzword, but is as complex as it is critical: securing the software supply chain. It's like ensuring every part of your tech Lego set isn't just compatible, but also safe from those pesky invisible gremlins.
Gremlins in my Lego set? Sounds like a nightmare. But really, supply chain in tech? I thought supply chains were about delivering my online shopping.
Ah, that's the physical supply chain. The software supply chain is all about the journey of code, from its inception in a developer's mind to its deployment in the cloud, touching upon code dependencies, build systems, and deployment environments.
So it's like ensuring my pizza ingredients are fresh from the farm to my table. But for code?
Exactly, Jamie. And with recent breaches like SolarWinds and Log4j, it's clear that attackers are now targeting this process, making it crucial for companies to adopt robust security measures.
Wait, Solar what now? That sounds like a sci-fi movie gone wrong.
Oh, it's a real-world drama. All right. The SolarWinds attack was a wake-up call, showing how attackers could inject malicious code into software that's widely trusted and used across industries.
Yikes, that's like finding out your pizza dough has been swapped for Play-Doh.
A perfect analogy. And that's where things like SBOMs, or Software Bill of Materials, come in. They're essentially the ingredient list for your software, detailing every component and dependency.
So if I had an SBOM for my pizza, I'd know exactly where the flour, tomatoes, and cheese came from?
Right on the money. And with tools like Cosign for signing artifacts and the SLSA framework for ensuring supply chain integrity, we're looking at creating a verifiable trail from the code's origin to its deployment.
This sounds great and all, but how do you even start securing a software supply chain? I mean, where's the front door?
Great question. It starts with visibility and verification. First, knowing what's in your software, that's your SBOM. Then, ensuring what you build is what you deploy, using artifact signing and provenance tracking.
Artifact signing? Is this where we start talking about Indiana Jones finding the lost codebase?
Not quite, but I'd watch that movie. Signing artifacts is about ensuring the software components haven't been tampered with. It's like a seal of approval or a notary for your code.
Got it, and this SLSA thing sounds like salsa to me.
SLSA, it's a framework that defines maturity levels for supply chain security, not a dance. Though ensuring your supply chain is secure does feel like performing a well-coordinated dance.
I love a good dance, but this is all sounding very high level. Can any organization start dancing this salsa?
Absolutely, Jamie. It's about taking steps, however small, toward automating integrity checks, adopting open standards, and fostering a security-first development culture.
This has been a whirlwind tour through the land of supply chain security. From gremlins in my Lego set to dancing the SLSA, I feel like we've covered a lot, but it also feels like we're just scratching the surface.
That's the beauty and the beast of it, Jamie. It's a continuously evolving landscape. By starting with the basics, SBOMs, artifact signing, dependency pinning, and adopting frameworks like SLSA, organizations can build a resilient defense against those pesky gremlins.
And keep the integrity of our tech Lego sets intact. I think I get it now. Thanks for breaking it down, Alex.
Anytime, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for tuning into the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. We hope today's episode on securing the software supply chain has enlightened you, or at the very least, entertained you.
Don't forget to subscribe for more tech deep dives and gremlin-free discussions. Until next time, keep your software secure and your curiosity high.
Signing off, stay nerdy.